just going to interrupt it early. This is Mark, and you are listening to Walnut Grove Cast. Tonight, we have a very special guest from the inner workings of Facebook. We have Annie, who is someone who has visited us a number of times on the Walnut Grove Cast Facebook group. How are you doing? Welcome to the show, Annie.
Great. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And choosing such a melodramatic episode to review. It's like, what? No, it's and I just want to say this is a very serious episode. I forgot how serious episode this was. There are a few moments where the mood is lightened by like Nelly trying to pull one over on someone and a love interest. So they added a little bit of honey in all of the misery that is going on in this episode. But how long have you always watched Little House on the Prairie?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I've watched every one of them probably hundreds of times.
But I mean, did you watch it when it was on? I mean, I would only watch the reruns, even though it was still on the air.
I think I watched mostly the reruns. I was born in the early 70s, so... Mm-hmm.
Me too.
It was... I think I caught the last couple of seasons live, mm-hmm. but for the most part, it was reruns.
Yeah, when I was growing up, it was always a girl's show. So it was one of those things where I had to watch it in secrecy. You know, I couldn't tell my friends, and I've mentioned this on the show before. As I got older, I just realized that all of my male friends watched Little House on the Prairie at some point. And,
oh, yeah.
Actually, the song at the beginning of Walnut Grove Cast, it's like the rock song, is written by a friend of mine named Jerry, who I went to high school with and just kind of basically grew up with. And... yeah, he was a big Little House on the Prairie fan. It was like we were all like secretly going and like tuning in at 5 p.m. to watch the reruns, and hopefully nobody sees us watching it.
Definitely. My husband and his brother watched it too, so you're not alone.
We're all a bunch of sissies. And it's okay. It's okay.
It is.
So the episode we are going to review tonight actually aired on February 5th, 1979. You and I were both little kids, I guess. And
yes, very little.
Yeah. I was born in 73, so I guess I was almost six because my birthday is February 7th. So my birthday was just coming 2 days after the airing.
Oh wow!
Big time, seven.
Yeah, seven.
Yeah. So this is also, you know, I was looking at. Sometimes I like to look at what episodes are in the same season. And what, you know, what really leads up to this. And it really surprised me that Albert really didn't come into the show until the beginning of this particular season.
Right, right.
But he's totally comfortable now.
You know,
he's
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, I'm sharing the room with Laura. You know, it's crazy.
Right.
I mean, it's 18 episodes, but still, that's only like maybe, 6 months we've been introduced to, Albert.
Right.
So,
right.
But nonetheless, he stole the hearts of many. So,
yes, he did.
And he does have a love interest in this particular episode. So I'm going to play the first clip. And I didn't ask you this before, but if you have a favorite clip or part of the episode that you want me to play, just let me know. I pretty much clip the whole show. So, you know, anything you want, just kind of mention.
Okay.
And but we have a cute girl who seems to show some interest to Albert in the beginning. And
yes, Holly.
Who we never see again, I think, right? Holly kind of vanishes.
Well, actually, she comes back in an episode in The Great Gambini. She is his love interest in that one as well.
Oh,
she plays Amy Cassidy.
So she's a different character.
She's a different character, but the same actress.
I'm looking for, yeah, here we are. Her name is Martha Nix.
Yes.
And, you know, it's interesting. These people always made the same kind of moves. Like they were at one time on the Waltons.
Right. Yes. The Waltons.
She actually was on Archie Bunker's Place in Silver Spoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Kind of cool. In Days of Our Lives.
Yes, lots of character actors from but, the soaps.
So here's the first clip of them having a little bit of an interaction.
Okay.
And just when I do play the clip, if you can't hear it or something, just let me know.
Albert? Yeah, thanks. Come on, Tom, get it!
I have a new spinning top, Albert. Would you like to try it?
Forget it, Holly. I don't play with girls.
Well, what about Laura?
Well, that's different. She's my sister.
Come on, Jeff. We got him. Get another hit. Hey, what'd you ring the bell for?
Just because the Garveys went back east for a month, there's no reason for us to run around like loose chickens.
The new teacher isn't even here yet, Mother Hen.
All the more reason for us to be ready for her when she is.
Come on, everybody inside. We don't have to.
Well, you can do anything you want to, but I'm not starting out on the wrong foot with a new teacher.
He's right, Willie.
I don't see what difference it makes which foot I start out on. I end up in the corner standing on both feet.
It's kind of true. So.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we love it when Willie ends up in the corner, which is pretty much 90% of the
time. Exactly.
Did you notice
Nellie's jacket?
No, I did not.
It's the famous jacket from the Cheaters.
Oh,
she got
really?
It back. Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, that's a good eye. On there.
That's really awesome. It's like, I'm sure they stormed in and said, we must take it. It's worth more than your salary.
Exactly.
So the new teacher comes in. She's a young woman. And it appears that Albert has a certain emotional connection to her immediately. And we get like the kind of goofy music, which is always fun and dandy. So here it is. She's introducing herself.
My name is Miss Elliot. I'll be teaching here until Mrs. Garvey returns.
It's Missy Elliot. I just thought of that. That's kind of funny.
Hey, there you go.
Wow, a rap.
Now you know my name. How about yours? Can someone tell me where the roll book is kept?
I can.
Albert falls.
It's in the drawer, ma'am.
Poor
Thank
Albert.
You, Miss Nellie Olson. My father owns the mercantile.
I love that line.
She's such a brown noser.
Yeah, if she was today, it's like, we have a Porsche. That's my father's Porsche parked outside. So, yeah, Albert falls, and we see immediately, he's out of control. He's a goofball. So, here we are at Dr. Hiram.
Dr. Baker.
And we have Ma standing out, waiting for... She's just kind of nervous, like biting her nails.
Right.
So we get some kind of interesting news. It's very unique to the Little House on the Prairie universe.
Carolyn, your diagnosis was correct.
Are you sure?
Why is that always the first question? Mary, tell your mother.
I'm going to have a baby, Ma.
Mary.
When?
Well, I'd say in about 6 months.
Oh, Adam will be so surprised. I was afraid it wouldn't be true. He has no idea.
And your father?
Oh, I have to pick exactly the right moment. Don't you tell him.
We're just relieved you're not gaining weight, Mary. 3 months pregnant, we couldn't tell.
Wow, exactly. No one knew.
It's like with those big dresses, it was a lot of secrets were kept.
All the crinoline.
But, so I think it's just kind of funny. It's always nice when these people have these type of, expanding of the family. And, of course, Mary Ingalls did not really get married and have babies. So it's right. Kind of interesting that they have this kind of Dimension B thing going on. But I think it's nice. I think it's much nicer than her actual story, which is a bit more tragic.
That's a little bit depressing, yes.
It's a little sad. Yeah. but that it would also fit in with the entire Little House on the Prairie universe. So.
Exactly.
So Caroline said, don't tell him. Don't tell Pa, Charles.
Right. She's going to pick the right time.
which is immediately. So
exactly, screaming through the streets.
Right.
The word.
Charles!
Max!
You're going to be a grandpa!
What?
And of course, Charles, you know, add another kid to the world. It's all he wants to do in life, you know.
Exactly. He wants to take care of.
Yeah, it's a very sweet moment. And you get, like, the nice shot. It's like a long shot from, you know, from really far away. Yeah,
yes.
You get to see, like, her run into the scene. So it's very sweet. I really enjoyed the next scene. It's very long. Some of these clips are very long because there seems to be a lot of...
There's a lot of meat in them.
Yeah, you know, they really take a while to get to the point.
Right.
Maybe because they're blind. I don't know. But but they really do. There's a lot of really dramatic moments. But so I might... Hopefully I'm not going to cut out too much with some of these, but I'll play as many of the clips as I can.
Okay.
But Mary is trying to decide. She doesn't want to, you know, yell in the streets.
Right.
In the event that Adam didn't hear the, you know, the news already, of course.
Exactly. She was yelling loud.
Yeah, pretty loud. So here they are at the blind school. We get to meet Ellie, I think his name is, or Eli.
Eli,
yes. He's a little boy, a very sweet little boy, who actually in real life grew up to be a stuntman.
Yes, he did. I saw that.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
And he... He's a very, very sweet boy. He's, his story is very tragic. We'll play a few clips of that. But he comes in to get a toolbox because I forget who it was locked themselves
Hester
in
Sue.
The water closet. Was it Hester Sue?
It was Hester Sue.
Jeez. Locked herself in the
really
water
good,
closet.
Hester Sue.
Jeez. And then the only person they can get Hester Sue out is a little blind boy. So, I mean,
exactly.
There's a lot of really screwed up things going on in this episode in the background.
Adam, why don't you sit down? I have something I want to tell you.
Something's burning.
This made me very nervous.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right.
I can't even get stuff out of the oven without burning myself.
And this is a cast iron oven, right?
Yes.
He grabs this huge pot with, like, a little tiny tea cloth, you know? and then when she comes in with the pan, she puts it down on the table right next to him. Like, that thing's cast iron. Of
right.
course, it's not hot, but it's just
it
crazy.
Could be.
You think they're that genuine? I don't know. I don't think that. I think these are all props. You think it's
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Hot is chicken.
Put it on the table. I'll bring the potatoes.
Okay.
Those potatoes look good.
Yeah. Even when he puts down the pot, though, he's putting it down on a cotton tablecloth. Thing's gonna burn right through.
Exactly.
What are you,
come
blind?
On.
Terrible joke.
Well, now I am definitely sitting.
First, I have something to say.
It sounds important.
It is. I went to see...
Mr. Kendall, I must have done something wrong. The doorknob came off. Think you better come. Mrs. Tierham, she's hopping mad.
Well, she does have a way with words, and I don't expect you should be hearing them at your age.
But Adam...
I'll be right back, darling.
I'm gonna have a baby.
Okay, don't start without me.
Best line in the whole episode right there.
Yeah.
Don't start without me.
Can I have a baby?
A baby.
A baby.
So it's a very sweet moment.
Aww.
Clearly, this is something that they both really want. And now they're going to get it.
Yay! Classic dad reaction to finding out he's going to be a daddy.
So the next, you know, we're talking to Ma. We're sitting in the kitchen of the unfinished little house that never actually does get finished, right? But this is actually the part with the extension. This has the lovely kitchen.
Yes.
They have their own cast iron stove. Yeah, the pump. I always like the red pump, you know?
Yes.
But here we go. It's basically them just basically talking about the future, I guess.
And maybe your baby, but the whole family shares in the excitement.
Not always. I doubt if Adam will tell his father.
Sometimes I forget he has one.
Kendall, Chandler, and Holmes, attorneys at law. It's more than he knows about me. I wish Adam would have written him when we got married.
Well, I suppose families have their different ways.
It's the only thing he won't talk about. Mr. Kendall's all alone. It just doesn't seem right.
Do you think you should write to him?
Me?
Well, he is your father-in-law. You'd probably make him very happy.
What a bad idea.
I'm sure it would.
Don't do it.
Yep.
All right, I'll do it.
Of course you are. You're bored. What else are you doing? But, yeah, I mean, in these type of situations, I think people make, you know, they're adults, they make decisions, and there are sometimes reasons why we don't speak to people.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is, might be one of those kind of reasons. So, here we go. This is going to be Adam's reaction to what one simple letter can do to their lives.
Why didn't you tell me you were going to write?
Because you would have told me not to.
Exactly.
But he's your father. It wouldn't have been fair not to tell
him. Fair? Mary, you just don't know what he's like.
That's not my fault. You never wanted to talk about it. What did he do to you?
Nothing. Not one thing. To me or for me ever since the accident. It was like I didn't exist anymore.
Maybe he needed some of the patience you show to your students. Where would I be now without it?
It's not always about you, Mary.
Exactly. Be sitting in a rocking chair.
What accident? I forget what accident it was. Do you have like?
I think he was fishing and he hit his head. So his didn't come about from a disease. It came about from trauma.
And that's, well, and then he gets the operation and gets it back.
No, he falls on dynamite.
Oh, yeah, he gets hit again, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know this guy. And, of course, the actor for Adam still does a lot of stuff in Hollywood. You know, it's very successful outside of Little House. I would say that Little House was just scratching the surface on what he would do with his career. So here we have one of the most sexist comments made. I'm a little ass of things that you can't see on TV now, I guess. Not without some type of flashback.
Right, right.
Mine isn't.
Oh, whoops. All right, I'm just going to let it play because I have the time a little bit screwy.
Okay.
I thought we'd start a special project in basket weaving for anyone who's interested.
That's for girls.
Which is why the boys will all be playing baseball.
Right there. It's like...
Oh, yes.
You'll be in here learning an actual...
skill.
I guess it's a skill. I was going to call it a craft. But it's a skill. It is. It is. And they'll be outside playing. It's so funny.
Yes, Laura.
Do the girls have to stay?
No, you may all choose whichever project you wish.
Oh, good. Come on, Albert. Let's go.
What are they, communists?
Are you sick or something?
No. You heard her. I'm going to make a basket.
What on earth for?
Well, since I'm going to be an uncle and my nephew...
Or niece.
Whatever. Nope. Deserves a very special gift.
I think that's a beautiful idea, Albert.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, well... I guess Willie will have to pitch.
Albert falls in love, it seems, almost every episode.
He does, man. He's fickle.
He is.
But Laura gets to go play. I thought that was very progressive.
Yeah, I did too. It was kind of like, well, I don't want to make some, you know, basket weaving thing. I think that's going to be on our scouts thing, right? They probably have to learn how to do basket weaving. We get a little sad story about Eli here, but I was going to skip it just because I think they lay it on a little thick.
Yes, yes, yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, basically, he's come to grips that his mother didn't want him and chose to have a baby with sight instead. So here we are. For whatever reason, Mr. Kendall decides to get on a stagecoach.
Right.
And come right to Walnut Grove Cat. Well, not Grove Cat. Walnut Grove. In his best three-piece suit and hat, and he's just showing up. He's, you know. And they seem to be happy all of a sudden. It's like, okay.
I guess, yeah. And they're the only two people meeting the stage.
Yeah, it's all very strange. This is a very weird episode. I know they had an agenda with it, but it seems a little bit kind of thrown together. There was really no discussion of Mr. Kendall coming at all.
Right, no preparation.
I mean, you're coming all the way from New York. I mean, I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to drive that right now, you know.
Right.
Not on some dusty old stagecoach.
Come on the train just as far as he could, and then the stagecoach.
Oh, that's
I guess.
Right. I left out the train part, but still, the train. Yeah, that's a lot of effort. It sounds like.
Right.
We were watching. What was it? It was a Johnny Depp movie, Sleepy Hollow, and he starts in New York City, and he has to go to Sleepy Hollow, and they're saying it's a 2-day trip, and I was just kind of curious, so I quickly looked at it on a map. It's only 33 miles, so 33 miles, you could have walked it in less than 2 days. I don't know, it seems kind of, maybe they just exaggerated it for the movie.
Yeah, they got lost.
They must have.
Here we go. Like a taxi.
Yeah.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Father.
I'd like you to meet my wife, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
It's a pleasure, sir.
Well, that's a little formal for my daughter.
It's a pleasure, Father.
That's more like it. Well, Adam, it's been a long time.
It's been too long, Father.
These two really, they've shown a lot of emotion here.
Exactly.
Jeez. I mean, it's like he just taps him on the shoulder, you know.
Like, hasn't seen him in forever.
It's even like a decade, you know. It's just insane. But so yeah, I mean, I guess it also kind of shows what kind of man he is. And one thing I never noticed when I was younger watching this show was how much alcohol is actually on the show. For whatever reason, I never thought that they had any alcohol. And I know it's really prevalent. I mean, it's on every episode.
Right, right.
But I can count at least a dozen times now that alcohol has been portrayed in the episodes. And even though they might not be getting... Yeah, like in this particular scene coming up, you know, it's even the joke for Carrie to...
To give her some lines.
Yeah, it's like you got to earn that, you know, paycheck. So here's it's a cute line, I think.
I brought you something special from New York. Bordeaux Claret, 1865.
That's older than me. Didn't they have any new ones?
Well, wine improves with age, my dear. I'll just take the cork off and we'll let it breathe for a while. Charles?
Mr. Kendall?
Hmm?
It's not breathing. I think it's dead.
I don't know. I'm thinking it's not that funny. But Charles...
Exactly.
I think it would have been more funny if Charles did that.
Right. Yeah, because he's never seen...
Yeah, right. I mean, this is a bottle... Yeah, this is a French bottle of Bordeaux Claret. It, you know, it's a very expensive bottle of wine, and I can't imagine how difficult that would have been to have. in the 19th century.
So, and how did he get it there without breaking it?
A lot
on
of
the stage,
a lot of hay. I mean, if they could ship nitroglycerin across the country, I'm sure you can get the bottle there. But yeah, I mean, it would be all skunky and nasty and sedimenty, you know, from the different changes in temperature and shaking it and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, these wealthy guys.
They can do what they want.
I want to look that up. I want to find out, like, if that's a real, I mean, a Bordeaux Claret is a regular thing, but I mean, I wonder how much a bottle like that would be worth now.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting.
In 1865.
1865. It's funny. Yeah, there must be a market for it.
Right?
I have a bottle of, like, 1968 Bordeaux. It's a Bordeaux. I forget what it is. It's one of these fancy schmancy things. Somebody couldn't pay me for their website, so they gave me the bottle of wine. Which, and they're like, it's a super expensive bottle of wine. And it is. I just don't know what to do with it, you know?
Yeah, you can't really sell it on eBay or anything.
Not legally.
No.
You know, so. Yeah, it's a big one. It's just one of those things I kind of like wrapped in, like, there's like this mesh that keeps it climate controlled, and I just kind of put it in this thing in my dining room, and I'm like, I don't do with it. It's just kind of sitting there. You want it?
Pull it out and let it breathe.
Yeah, that's why everyone I tell it to, like, open it, drink it. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. We also see very briefly Grace, which is really interesting. Like, she makes a little, like, a 2-second on-screen appearance.
She had the look on her face like, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, like, just pour me some of the wine and shut up. So immediately things get a little bit dramatic around town. We have Eli, who seems to live in the garden, pruning,
right,
know, day and night. And we have a little bit of a talk out on the porch.
Now, son, I'm going to come right to the point.
Good.
Right.
How would you and Mary like to come live with me in New York?
What?
Now, hear me out. A colleague of mine knows this lawyer who practices in Philadelphia, name of Mayer. Well, there's nothing so unusual about that, but this man, this lawyer, is blind.
What?
Oh, what are you saying? There's a very, very fine law school in New York City, and you've got the brain. After you graduate, I can guarantee a position in my firm.
No, it's funny he can't promise it to him otherwise.
Right, exactly.
It's just kind of interesting how Mr. Billionaire over here, or Thousandaire, or whatever it is, it just seems so selfish, and like, what a jerk this guy really kind of is. But at the same time, you know, you're being offered, you know, a spot in New York compared to this dusty old town. Yeah. Which is very nice and all, but at the same time.
Huh. Well, what about the school?
The school? Well, I figure that you'll do more for folks like you in a courtroom than in a classroom.
I don't know. It's, you know, all of a sudden a lawyer. I can't answer you right away.
Well, you don't have to. You talk to Mary, and you think about it.
A lawyer? I can't believe it.
I owe this to you, son. You and I have, well, kind of gone our separate ways the past few years, and, well, you got students waiting for you. I tell you what, why don't we all have dinner together tonight?
All right.
Get Mary to cook it.
Yeah, it would be a good idea. So we have, it's just the whole thing is so bizarre. We're in class the next day, and everybody's kind of making baskets. Yeah, it's amazing.
Right.
I've never seen such a... I mean, this is something I guess maybe they would really teach in a classroom, possibly. You know, this is actually a skill. Like, this is something they can actually use. And yeah, I've never seen it before on the show.
I was wondering where she got all those reeds.
The market.
She had a bunch.
Yeah, she's a hole in the corner where Willie would normally be. There's a whole.
Right.
I don't know what you would call it. A whole bunch of them.
Well, and wasn't there just an episode where Pa was.
Oh yeah, he was going
working for it.
Yeah. And yeah. That was Fred,
oh,
right?
Fred.
Yeah.
Fred the goat. Yeah.
Jeez. Fred, he ate him. He burps. So, here we go.
Miss Elliot?
Yes?
I'm all finished.
Why, Nellie, that's beautiful.
Thank you, Miss Elliot. Class, I think we should all take a look at this.
It's a professional.
Next time, Nellie, take off the price tag.
Well, it seemed kind of silly to make a basket when there was a perfectly good one right there in the store.
Well, I rather think you missed the point of the exercise.
I don't know. But, so Willie's making this, basically this tremendous basket, you know, like something for like Moses and Moses' entire family.
They can flee down the non-existent Walnut Grove River.
I mean, he's just trying to impress the teacher, of course, and it's very sweet. But I don't know. I think the basket weaving thing kind of, it's a little bit strange, but and he clearly really doesn't need a lot of help. So I think it was just kind of strange. But
right.
Mr. Kendall approaches Charles on the side. And this is kind of interesting for a number of reasons. Charles is out there, and he's using the sawmill.
Right, and the buzzsaw.
Yeah. And it's just interesting. Like, there's no safety gear whatsoever. I mean, I use a table saw, and I'm petrified of using my table saw. And I use, you know, ear protection, eye protection. There's a kick, you know, it's like it automatically will shut off or something. This right. thing, you know, if there's kickback or something, you're dead. You know, it's just, and it's really cutting the wood too, if you look
right?
at it. So I don't know what they were thinking.
Can't they were sneak going up for on realism. Someone.
Yeah, and on top of it, he sneaks up on Charles. You know.
Charles. Sorry.
There goes Singer.
With all that racket going on.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No problem. I'm due for a break anyway.
You know, I've been talking to Adam.
I told him okay. I'd like to put him in law school in New York.
No, that's
the best sushi in the world. It's hilarious. Charles just looks like you just kicked him, like right in the stomach. It just, the guy's just, I think the way Charles actually takes this news is a little bit surprising. I think
right.
he comes off as a little selfish too, but I think it's okay to be a little bit selfish.
It's a mighty generous offer.
Well, I'm in a pretty sound financial position right now.
Unlike you.
I figure there's more pleasure in putting money to good work than letting it sit idle.
Of course it is. I imagine it's a pretty tough decision for Adam to make.
It is. It really is. That's why I wanted to talk to you. I thought you'd be able to put in a good word for me.
Well, I don't know if I should do that, Charles. I wouldn't want to interfere. It's not my place.
Well, Mary's your daughter. And that's your grandchild she's carrying. You know, Charles, the city is the best place for a new life to be born. Best facilities, best modern medicine.
Well, I've never had any reason to doubt Dr. Baker.
Hold on. Wait. I think that Doc Baker has been attacked a number of times, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been, he has a history of it.
He loses lots of people.
Yeah, he really does. And although this particular episode, he doesn't have his hand in hurting anyone.
No.
It's still, you know, he doesn't exactly have the best track record.
No.
Well, no. Oh, no. But I'm also thinking of the future. Just imagine the opportunities I'll be able to provide the child. And my place is big enough for an army.
I'm sure it is, John.
And in New York City, people don't fall down holes. you know, and need to be dug out.
Mine shafts.
Yeah, mine shafts. And it was a coal mine, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I figured people should measure the happiness by the size of the room they're living in.
Oh, well, it isn't. It isn't. But, you know, the people that you're with count for something, too. Now, our grandchild isn't going to be blind like the other children in that school. Oh. Maybe you're forgetting about that.
No, I'm not forgetting.
Then you'll put in a good word for me?
Nope.
I'm afraid I can't. When my children live under my roof, they do as I see fit. When they're on their own, they make their own decisions.
That's your last word on the subject?
I'm afraid it is, yes.
That's quite a head of hair, Charles. Nobody had hair like that in 18.
No, they didn't.
In 1879.
So
flowing. Oh,
Charles. And the city is such a good place to raise a child. Charles is going to learn that with Albert.
Well, yeah,
for
I mean,
a few years.
Yeah, and that's also where Albert came from. So, when he lived on the streets, right?
Right.
I think it was Winoka. I'm not 100% sure about that.
Yeah, but, when they went to Winoka, they found Albert living on the streets.
So, yeah, I mean, I would imagine, I mean, we learn here a little bit more of what's on Charles's mind, and the reality of, you know, the fact that if they go to New York, it's very, the chance of them even seeing the child is going to be rare, even though they seem to get around quite a bit
yes,
when it really comes
do.
Down to it. Let's check it out.
Mr. Bear, I make one of the special
tries to climb out of the cradle. Hits the string. Wakes Marion out of it.
Brilliant.
I thought so.
You're not going to tell them about your conversation with Charles?
No. I can't do that. I want them to make their own decision. I don't want to interfere.
You don't want them to go, do you?
I just don't want to interfere. It's up to them. They do what they need to do.
That's why you've decided not to help Giles persuade them?
It's just like I told you, I don't want to interfere.
I know what you told me. Now, how about the truth?
Those bells are annoying.
They are. The baby moves, he's going to rock the bells.
Why don't you just put a cowbell on the baby? Way more
baby's
going to
swallow a bell.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing, Charles? Not a very... You know what? Charles is reckless, is the bottom line, I think. Those bells have no place in a nursery.
If they go back east, we may never see him again. There's a good chance we would never see our first grandchild. Do you want him to go?
Yes.
Of course not.
Carolyn started
you
the whole
thing. Be yeah, I know. It's her fault. Charles, you're going to be a grandfather.
You're off being raised in the city?
No.
All right, then. We just
the music is so ominous.
Exactly.
I mean, if I was going to say anything, I'd tell him to stay right here.
I thought you were better off. Was he getting involved? Now he has an opinion?
Well, that's if he was going to say something.
Yeah, but he just said it.
Yeah. But not to them.
I don't know. He doesn't play by the rules, this one.
But it's their decision, so you won't interfere, right?
Those bells.
Stupid bells.
Caroline's outfit, as always, is impeccably cleaned and pressed and starched and... Couldn't be more perfect.
Yeah, what'd she do all day?
Press that dress. you know how hard it is to get it that way with that little iron that you have to heat on the cast iron?
Exactly.
Getting it dirty? I mean, it's not easy.
No, it's not.
So we have the next scene, we have the Kendalls in bed, and they're chatting away. They're just... I don't know. I would think personally this would be an exciting decision. It would be kind of a no-brainer. It would be sad to leave behind these children from the blind school. because, like, what would happen, really?
Right. Who's gonna teach them? I mean, Carolyn and Hester Sue.
Good luck. I don't even know where they get funding. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, well, Pod captures escaped criminals and just keeps them in funding.
That's true.
It is the chance of a lifetime.
I suppose.
It is, and you know it. It's what you want.
All we've talked about is my future and our child's future. I want to know how you feel. What do you want?
She wants that downtown pizza.
We aren't like most people. Walnut Grove is in my mind, not my eyes. I won't ever lose that.
There's a couple things that make no sense, like that line. It made no sense. It's in your mind, not in your eyes. Well, what? you're just writing dialogue at that point, right? It's and, you know, I am goofing on the episode a lot, but I do think that this is a very, very sweet and very serious episode. And I think it will come to why, if somebody doesn't know what happens, you'll learn very soon, like, what happens. But I'm going to continue letting them talk here. I mean, I think it would be kind of interesting if they were sitting up eating popcorn the way Mom and Pa do. But,
exactly.
But no. Blind people apparently don't have snacks in bed.
As long as I'm with you, it doesn't matter where I live.
This music.
What about your family?
What about them? They're dead to me.
That isn't easy, but...
Those stupid bells.
I have to put our family first.
I make you proud of me.
I always have been.
You can always come back if things don't work out.
What could go wrong? You had to learn before you could teach. Is law school so different?
It's an easy thing.
She can taste those bagels now.
Exactly. H&H
bagels was... she could be there for when H&H bagels actually opened up before it closed down.
She could go meet Percival.
She can go to the Statue of Liberty.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, it's Percival's in, yeah, you know what? They're all in New York, right? It's like a family affair. But Pa's holding them back. No, Pa's not holding them back. In one of the stranger parts of the episode is Albert showing up to his teacher's house.
And right, and she, whose house was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and it, she has a house, right?
It's not the Garvey's house.
Is it the Maellen house? You know, the one with the lady.
Maybe.
It's nice, though. I mean, the walls are
It's very nice.
They plaster on the walls, unlike the Ingalls.
It's more finished than Pa's house.
Yeah, you know, I always bring up the Honeymooners, you know. And when the Honeymooners first aired, people used to send curtains to the show because they would just thought, like, it's so awful.
Oh, Alice
so
needed bare. Curtains? Yeah.
And it's like... when you look at the little house, it really does need to be finished. And when you look at Carrie's room, you're like, ugh, there's mold in that wall. Like, why is she sleeping next to that wall? You know, it's just, I never quite understood. For a family that's so handy, they couldn't just finish that wall?
Right.
It's really nasty.
Buck Rogers should have finished it when he was there.
Little Gil Gerard action. Mary really chased her away. I mean, him away.
Yeah, him away too soon.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people would have liked Gil Gerard to stay around. Buck. All right. So
he'd have been Miss Beatles' love interest.
Yeah, he would have fit in, right? I think that might have been before Buck Rogers. Maybe. He was probably a soap opera star or something.
Oh, yeah.
So here he is. I forget the teacher's name, but... Miss Elliot. Miss Elliot.
Miss.
Not for long.
Cookies to take to school, but it looks like you get first pickings. Better have some. Get your strength back.
Miss Elliot?
Yes?
Have you ever been in love? Well, yes.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to tell the person how you feel about it.
Yes, I think that's true.
Don't do it, Albert.
You do? Yes, especially for a man.
Really?
Well, you know, I guess men are just afraid.
You're right.
Well, you know, it's usually the man who says those things first. And he really can't be sure how the woman feels. So he might get hurt.
Well, how can a man tell?
Oh, just by being around the person long enough.
How long? A month?
Sometimes a month. Sometimes a year.
A whole year?
Mm-hmm. That's how long it took my fiancé.
What?
My fiancé.
See, actually, I learned that there was a part of the show that was written in, but they took it out, where he flips the table at this point, kills her, and but
there you go. There.
And it was supposed to teach them a lesson about going to the city, and they decided, we're not going to go to New York City because he was a city boy. And they decided not to go to the city. They had the baby. Everything was fine.
And everything was fine.
But they didn't want to write that in for whatever reason. Michael Landon wanted to go a little bit different.
Oh. I didn't know you were engaged.
Mm-hmm. Only 3 weeks now till the wedding.
3 weeks?
I'm getting married the day after I leave Walnut Grove. Well, now, how about that basket?
Oh, I'll finish it when I get home.
I'll just throw it in the fire when I get home. Exactly. Don't worry. It's like you're kind of dead to me now. So let's just...
I'm going to go play ball.
Exactly. It's like you're like Mrs. Wilder now. Or Miss Wilder.
That's a change.
But we haven't even started.
Yeah. I just remembered I have some chores. Well, don't you even want some cookies? No.
That looks kind of gross.
Goodbye, Albert.
I'd say that was the most honest depiction of the way a boy is, though. It's kind of like when, you know, when at this age, when you lose interest, you just lose interest. I don't know.
Hi, Albert.
Hi.
I just came from your place. I thought you might like some cookies I made.
Age-appropriate cookies.
Exactly. Good cookies.
That's huge.
Mmm. They're good. They're really good. Thanks.
Crunchy.
You want to go fishing?
Yeah. Come on.
And then we never see her again.
Holly?
Except in 2 years.
Do you think you could find some use for a great big basket?
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
Now they're engaged.
So we have... Eli, back in the garden, the kid cannot get out of the garden, and it's a rose.
No, he can't.
Is it a rose garden?
Yes, he is good at roses. Maybe.
So, I'm sorry, go on.
Maybe he keeps pricking himself.
Right, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, if you look closely, you see a lot of Band-Aids on his hand. But because he's not, you know, just a regular Caucasian kid, they're like kind of forcing him to work on the garden or something. So yes. Definitely something strange going on here, but he seems like such a sweet boy. I kind of wish he stuck around on the show a lot more.
Right, he is such a sweetie.
Let's see, Dayton Turner, was he ever on the episode again? On the show again?
No, he wasn't. This was his only episode.
That's kind of weird. I guess they didn't have the same blind kids, right? They were just kind of rotate random kids.
I think the little girl who played Sue stayed around.
You can come back. The rest of you go home.
Exactly. What do you think?
That was
yeah, Sue Godspeed stayed around. Michelle Downey.
Oh. So here we are in a very, very emotional scene. And I don't care who you are. This is like a Michael Landon ridden scene. It's like, I'm going to make the world cry.
Yes.
So here it is. Good luck.
Eli? Yes, ma'am?
I have something I want to talk to you about. Let's sit down, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Austin?
By the way, did he refer to her as Ma?
I think he said ma'am.
I'm just going to play that again. Hold on. I'm just... These are the kind of things that bug me.
Yes, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I have something I want to talk to you about. Let's sit down, huh?
And that huh sounds very Canadian. Come on, sit down, eh? You know? It's close.
I'm listening.
When I was little, my family lived in a place called Wisconsin. We studied it in class, remember?
13th state.
Right.
Milky.
Anyway, for many reasons, my pa decided we had to move here to Minnesota, and I had to leave all my friends. I felt very sad for a while, but even though those people are far away, we're still very close. And
I don't know if you noticed this.
From them.
Whenever Adam talks to somebody, he looks at them and doesn't, you know, he's facing them.
Yes.
When Mary does it, she's like staring out into space, like she has no idea where you are in the world.
And her head is bobbing around.
It's like she's really laying it on real thick.
They'll always be special.
You're leaving, aren't you, Miss Kimmel?
Yes, Eli. Adam and I are going to New York, but I want you to understand I'll always love you, no matter where I am. Whenever I smell roses, they'll remind me of you.
Miss Kendall! Miss Kendall!
Hester Sue! Help me!
Oh, what's the matter, Chuck?
What's really bad here is... I think she had to walk upstairs to get to Hester Sue.
Right, yes.
And I'm like, oh my god, I mean, we're going to learn what's going on with her, but when we do learn, you're going to think to yourself, like, the last thing she probably would have wanted to do is walk up, you know, 15 stairs.
Stairs, yeah.
Blind, of all things. You know, I guess she knows the house well enough.
No, something's wrong. The pain.
Oh, come on. Don't panic, just lie back.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I do. I'm going and get Dr. Baker.
Take the boots
now
off the bed.
You just keep still.
That's all I see is the boots on the bed.
How far
Pull
was
them off.
The blind school?
What?
How far was the blind school from the town?
You know, it always had this feeling of being a little bit far. It's always like surrounded by weeds whenever they show
right.
up from a distance. So, you know what? Everything, in my opinion, is 2 miles from the center of town.
It's going to take her a long time to go to town to get Dr. Baker.
Yeah, it's true. That's why they should have Laura there, because Laura's the one who usually runs the town.
Exactly.
Very quickly.
Laura's great at turning and running.
Laura, run the town! We know what this music means.
Oh, tragedy.
Great doctor.
Lost another one.
How's she?
I gave her something to ease the pain. She'll be all right.
How's the baby?
Not this time. I'm sorry, Adam.
Why didn't you get here sooner?
It wouldn't have mattered. Nature had already decided it wasn't her time.
So suddenly? We had dinner last night. She was all right.
I know it's painful, Mr. Kendall. But there will be other babies. Better it happen now than later.
I feel like I could write this music. It's like dum dum. It's all minor key.
Yeah.
Dum dum. It's really sad. I mean, I have a feeling that this was meant to be kind of a coping episode of some sort. It seems like Michael Landon always had those type of things in mind of you know, let's have an episode where they have to deal with the losing of a child. I mean, well, a miscarriage. And, you know, it's just, it's really interesting, though, the way they're going about it, you know, because it just seems, people don't really talk about miscarriages as much anymore.
No, no.
At least, I don't know. I mean, it happens, of course, and
it happens more than you think, too.
Yeah, I think people are a lot more private about it these days, about letting people know when they're pregnant, too.
Right.
I don't know. You know, maybe this is the very reason. It's just something that is a terrible thing to have to deal with publicly. God forbid something like that were to happen. So,
Can I see her?
And this is the weirdest line in the whole episode.
I always say, no, you can't. Right. But you can go up there.
It's like, I know it's a bad time, but you're blind. It's just such a bad joke. It's such a cheap joke. I can't believe you said it.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, I agree. I'm kidding.
Just a little while. She needs to sleep.
I don't know why. I slipped with some of that morphine that Albert's gonna get addicted to.
Morphine.
And when he when he starts vomiting up milk. what's he drinking?
Jeez. Yikes.
But remember he would mix it with the water and it would be like kind of like this.
Soupy, yeah.
Oh, Albert. You and your addiction.
Was it a boy?
This is the weirdest, creepiest question.
Was it a boy? Yes.
I remember, this reminds me of, even though it hasn't happened yet, when Nelly had her twins.
Oh, yes.
And it was a girl first. And, right. You know, it was just kind of one of those, you know, crazy things. It was, like, well, in Jewish faith, it's very important, I think, to have a boy first. It's just the weirdest thing of all time. And it's like, clearly you can't choose. So,
right.
But like my son, it's called a binyan haben, I think it is, or a pinyan haben. I'll get hate mail for that. But it's when you have a child without any problems and it's a boy and it's your first child. It's like supposed to be like some blessing, but it's
okay.
I don't know. It's like, we thought my son was going to be a daughter. We thought he was going to be a girl the whole time because of the way he was positioned. They were like, hey, right. He's a girl. See that? He's a girl. And it's like, here he is. He's a boy. So, yeah. So we were ill prepared. We had to scramble to get a bris together. bris! A bris alert. So, what is next? This changes everything, you know, to Mr. Kendall. He clearly wanted something else. It was...
All he wanted was a boy.
Well, all he wanted was a baby. And I think right. that this Go is adopt. So weird. What was he going to do for the first... I don't know. I mean, the kid's not really going to be conversational for another 7 or 8 years.
Right.
It just seems kind of weird.
Then. Ugh.
Like, how about you go to New York and you prep them and give them, give Adam a career and then you have the baby.
Right.
It just seems kind of weird. Maybe he was hoping to have them rely deeply on him so that he could guilt them into doing whatever he wanted.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah. So here it is where Mary, the Mary that threw Gil Gerard out.
Resurfaces.
Yeah, basically the Linda Blair version of Mary comes. And it kind of looks like the Linda Blair scene from The Exorcist because Ma's trying to give her soup. And she's I don't want.
Pea green.
It's like, I don't want matzo ball soup. It's like, but Percival made it. He's not even in the show yet.
Matzo.
Oh, that's an empty bowl, I think. All right, I gotta take another look at that real quick. I think it's an empty bowl of soup.
It's an elf, so she's not even eating it.
Let's see.
Just some soup.
That's more consommé, actually. It is. There is soup in there. Or broth. It's just broth. It's not soup.
Mary, I understand how you're feeling.
No, you don't. No, you don't understand. You know what it's like. Never see the trees. Sky. Your baby's first smile. And to find out you won't even have that child holding you.
Mary.
How much more do I have to take? Dear God, how much more do I have to take? Leave me alone, Ma. Please, just go away.
Away. That look on Ma's face.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, the woman just went through a terrible experience. Like, give her a break. You know?
Well,
it's like, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like Mary, like, it looks like Ma's taking it really personal.
Right.
And it's like, this has nothing to do with you. It really doesn't. And it's just one of those things where I just feel like, I mean, I get it. Her feelings are hurt. She just wants to help, but she leaves quietly. And
right.
She just gives her a room. So we have, Eli. Is it Eli or Ellie?
Eli
comes in to bring some more tears to the table. I don't know what they gave Mary to eat, but it looks like it's a bowl of some type of, I don't know, like lobster bisque or something. And I don't know what that, like an omelet? I'm not really sure what she has in front of her.
Who is it?
Eli.
Where's Mrs. Trehume?
In the kitchen, cleaning up for lunch.
Well, the tray's on the table. You can tell her I wasn't hungry.
Don't make me do that, Mrs. Kendall. Didn't you know I was up here? We ain't supposed to bother you.
I love Eli.
Yeah, me too. It's great. Ma'am.
Look, Eli, I really don't feel much like talking.
That's right. You can just listen.
He's like a little man. Awesome.
Exactly.
Mr. Kendall told us you ain't gonna have a baby. I'm real sorry about it. Because I know how much you wanted one. So I got to thinking.
Now this is where it's like, if you're not like getting a lump in your throat when this kid says it, you have no heart. This is
no
where
feelings.
Michael Landon is like, you know, pushing, it's like flying a plane and it's like full throttle of motion.
I wondered if maybe I could be your little boy. I know I'm not a baby no more. But you can't see me. You could pretend like I was. You know what I told you about my sister? And I know my mom didn't want me. Well, since I came here, I've been wishing you were my mom. So I thought since we both needed somebody so bad, we could both pretend.
Eli,
please don't say no right off. I'd be less trouble than a real baby. And if you said yes, I promise I'd try real hard to be what you wanted. You wouldn't be sorry.
You know, when Mary was younger, her hair was so healthy, right?
Yeah.
And it's so processed and dry in this. I don't know what happened. Can't get past it. You know, the audio is also terrible on this. The copy I have is awful. I don't know
right.
why I'm watching such a bad copy of this. I have the entire collection on, like, Amazon something or another.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that the audio, it's inconsistent when I go to play it back. So people might even wonder, why are you playing such a crappy copy? But that's usually why. Like, if I were to write down, like, a minute 20, when I go to it, it's just not the same exact time each time.
So. Well, and I found that the audio in the show, as it went on, was weird. Like, yeah, their voices got really, really high.
And you get, like a hissing in the background sometimes.
Right.
I remember this from when I was a kid. Episodes like this, you have to turn the TV up like all the way. It's like, what the hell are they saying? And then, like, out of nowhere, the music would come out and it's like blasting.
Right.
Turn it down. Right. So we're in Mr. Kendall's room and he's packing because
there's no boy.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Mary ruined everything. And he can't wait around another few months to see if she's going to get pregnant again, which she will. And, you know, it could have saved everything if they just went to New York City. But I'm not going to get too far into that. I think it's interesting how this particular scene where Adam confronts his father. Hold on, I'm just queuing this up. By the way, is Mr. Kendall staying in the blind school?
No, I think he's staying in the rooms for rent.
In the hotel? The restaurant.
No, not the restaurant's not there yet.
But the building is, right?
No.
That's right. They build it. They build it for her.
It's the white building over, I think he stays over where Doc Baker is. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm never clear as to where Doc Baker even stays or lives or... Do we ever see where Doc Baker lives?
No, except when he becomes a farmer and exactly. buys a farm.
He fails at that.
Fails his crops.
And why does he become a farmer? He becomes a farmer because he doesn't think he's a very good doctor.
He lost someone.
Yeah.
Oh, and someone fell off the roof and then...
And we had the new doctor, the young doctor. He didn't catch
it. And then we had the new doctor that went fishing all the time and then... That woman's husband that died, she was having a baby, and Doc Baker had to go deliver the baby.
We should do like 1 minute podcast where you describe the whole episode like that. That'd be so funny. Like, I'm going to describe the entire season exactly. in 1 minute.
Here you go.
But here's Adam with his big poofy head of hair. I'm just noticing that Adam does have a really big head of hair.
Yeah, they needed a barber in Walnut Grove. Albert's hair isn't too much. Didn't do better.
Albert's hair is pretty nuts, yeah. They're all pretty hairy. Are there any bald people? Yeah, there's a couple baldish people.
All right. Houston was bald.
Yeah. But, you know who else had crazy hair? Wait, what's his name? For whatever reason, his picture's up here. From the Werewolf of Walnut Grove. Who's that guy? The crazy head of hair.
Oh, the boy, the bully.
Yeah, the guy with the blonde hair who... Yeah.
Bart.
I don't know. He looks like Leif Garrett or something. But all right, so here's the clip.
How's Mary? Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Before all this happened, we planned to tell you that we decided to take you up on your offer.
Eat.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. I wouldn't expect you to go now. Well, I thought so, too, at first, but I'm beginning to think that the best thing for Mary would be a complete change.
You mean you're still thinking about going?
Yes. The sooner the better. I just can't stand to see her suffer like this.
Well, Adam, there's more to think about than Mary's feelings. Law school is very difficult, even under the best of circumstances.
Well, I've never been afraid of hard work.
Well,
I don't know. When you're going to have a baby, you'd be up all night, you know, and I'm not going to expect you to be studying under those conditions, reading Braille, you know, studying through Braille. It's like the whole thing makes no sense at all.
Just that there are other things to consider.
What things?
You know, well, things. Your wife, for one thing.
Those things.
New York can be a very lonely place.
make new friends.
You'll see.
But she'll be leaving her family here. I'm her family. And so are you. Well, Lloyd, I haven't got time to socialize. I'm very busy, very...
Very busy socializing.
Very busy.
All of a sudden, I'm hearing things that you didn't mention before. If you're having second thoughts, just say so. I'm not having
I'm
second
thoughts.
I'm
having second thoughts.
It's what?
Take a hint, boy.
You didn't think we had any problems before Mary lost the baby. And why now, Father? Why now? It was the child, wasn't it?
What?
All this time. And it was the child. Answer me. You answer me, Father.
All right, yes. Yes.
I still don't get it. Like, I don't understand what he was going to do with the kid. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But,
well, he was going to keep them locked up and just raise the baby himself.
Yeah, like he was going to wake up every 2 hours and feed the baby, you know? The guy's like in his 70s. Of course he's going to do that. So we kind of, we come to an ending. This is why I don't like this episode. There's not that big of, it's like these events just happen, but there's nothing to really just like, oh, I guess we're still stuck here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a heartbreaking episode, but, I'm going to play this, last clip where I just wrote down the sound of children.
I had a talk with my father.
Poor Adam.
How soon does he want us to leave?
That's what I want to talk to you about. Father wanted us to leave on the stagecoach this afternoon. I might as well tell you the truth. I've been having second thoughts about this. I know you had your heart set on going to New York. But I just think we're needed more here. So I told my father to go on without us. Mary, I know it's not being fair to you.
It's what I wanted all along.
You swear?
Don't swear.
Exactly. Oh, they don't swear. Oh, that lip trembling.
I've got you. I've got my family.
No pizza.
No bagels.
Yeah. Not one person with an accent.
My children. The sound of my children. I love you.
Now, there was a little part at the end I didn't clip, but I remember it.
We best go down there and start teaching our children.
Oh, yeah, now I remember, because he says about the 19 presidents.
Oh, yes, they're going to learn them all.
Whether it takes them their whole lives.
Or until he gets his sight back.
Yeah, and then he's out.
Which president signed the Constitution? Thomas?
Washington, I don't know.
Well, you will. We're going to study all 19 presidents. That's what we're here for. And that's what you are going to learn if it takes Mrs. Kendall and I the rest of our lives.
Or until the place burns down, of course.
Exactly. Until Albert comes.
Yeah. Look at this cool clay pipe.
Stitch in a pipe.
Well, I like this episode a lot. I think they all need to be discussed, but this one didn't get played a lot, I think. This one was not heavily into rotation. It was, right. I think just because of the serious manner of it, it wasn't like heavily rotated. But when is it? Do you recall when it is that Mary becomes pregnant again? I'm looking here.
She becomes...
When she goes away or something? I don't even remember. Mary is such a secondary character to me at this point of the show. She was so important, and then she became such a sad sack.
She becomes in May We Make Them Proud. In the next season, in 1980, she becomes pregnant again. And then they burn down the Albert Burns.
Is that the last episode? No.
No, it's... let's see. Eliza Jane... The werewolf comes, and then...
Well, May We Make Them Proud was when they burn down the house.
Right, but she just has the baby then.
Oh, so that was a year ago here, actually.
Oh, it's author that she has the baby.
Okay. And when was that? Season 6? Oh, yeah, okay. November... So it was like the Thanksgiving episode of 79.
Right, so it's later in the season.
Because
this was 79.
But I think that the fall season would, that would be the, these are long seasons. I think people forget about it. I know
exactly.
I did.
They worked all the time.
Their seasons would begin in the middle of September and...
Oh, and go to...
Let's
May.
See, season 6, the last, yeah, May 12th, from September to May. That's crazy. But, yeah, it would be out for school. It would be like June, right. July, August. But Annie, thank you so much for getting together for this episode.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully you can come back on in the near future and
I would love
another
to.
Episode or 13 of them or do one on your own. Send it in. No, but it's always fun to speak to people who love Little House on the Prairie. I want to dig through the episodes and find some episodes that I've just completely forgotten about because I tend to focus... Like, I completely forgot about this particular episode. So that's why I really do like it. I know there's a number of episodes I've completely forgot about. And I don't know, I just have to start digging again. Start finding some gems. But
they're out there.
But thank you so much. And
thank you.
If you want to find Annie, if you want to find her, she can be, I guess, found sometimes on Walnut Grovecast.
Welcome everybody to Walnut Grovecast.
And.